Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, August 5th. I'm Mark Daniels. Quite a day at Lambeau Field. It was launched by the president of the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, Perry Kidder.
The Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame is pleased to announce that next year we will induct one of the Packers' greatest players, number 4 quarterback Brett Favre, into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame.
And on that same night next July, the Packers will retire Favre's number 4 jersey once and for all. And Packers president Mark Murphy says they're going to invite Favre back for a game at Lambeau next fall for another celebration.
During the 2015 season, we will all experience what will surely be one of the more electric moments in Lambeau Field history. With Brett and his family, as we unveil his name and the number 4 on the stadium facade at the north end of the stadium, and he will be in rarefied air.
Join the likes of Tony Canadeo, Don Hutson, Bart Starr, Ray Nitschke, and Reggie White from his home in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Favre says that's a lot to think about.
Wow. I'm speechless. It's more than a dream come true. I'm truly honored, and it is time to come back.
It was a terrific 16-year run in Green Bay, a Super Bowl title, 3 MVP awards, and just about every record possible. But then he retired after the 2007 season, tried to come back, was traded to the Jets, spent 2 years with the dreaded Vikings, and that caused some hurt feelings. And Favre had concerns about his reception a couple of years ago, but not now.
Well, 100% of the people before you, that's never the case. I mean, I know the Packer fans as well as anyone. And there's no one like them. And that's what makes it such a special organization, city, and fan base worldwide. I'm not concerned about it one bit because I know the true Packer fans and what their heart is about. And that's what I am, is a Packer.
And one man who was there from the first day he became a Packer, his former quarterback coach Steve Mariucci, now with the NFL Network. He was in Green Bay for the announcements, and he says, boy, it was a very humble beginning for Brett Lorenzo Favre.
I mean, we're not going to get all nostalgic here or anything, but when he showed up, he was about 250 pounds and terribly out of shape. Ask him. And he was raw. When you look up raw in the dictionary, you see Favre's face. And he was a long ways from playing in this West Coast system. He had been sitting on the bench watching a run-and-shoot offense, right? So he had a long way to go, and we had no intention, really. Maybe Ron Wolf did, trading the number 1 pick for him. But really, as coaches, we had no intention of starting him right away or, you know, any of that. We thought Don Majkowski was going to be the quarterback.
Well, that lasted 2 games. When Majkowski sprained an ankle, Favre took over, beat the Bengals on a late touchdown pass, and never looked back. And now he's coming back to the Green Bay Packers next summer. Quarterbacks in the news of today's NFL. The Cincinnati Bengals have given Andy Dalton a 6-year, $115 million contract extension.
To get this opportunity to come to the city of Cincinnati, play for the Bengals, you know, to get drafted here and then now, you know, sign this extension and be a part of this team for a long time. I'm just so blessed.
Dalton, 30-18 as a starter over his 3 years with the Bengals, but 0-3 in his playoff career. Marques Wilson, a Bears wide receiver, out indefinitely with a broken collarbone. And running back David Wilson of the New York Giants forced to retire because of a neck injury at the age of 23, just 2 years into his career, not unlike Jonathan Franklin of the Green Bay Packers. College football and quarterbacks making news as the Wisconsin Badgers open their fall camp in Madison. Second-year head coach Gary Anderson is going to be watching the QB battle between incumbent Joel Stave and challenger Tanner McAvoy.
I'm good with where we sit. You know, our goal is to create competition at each spot, and we have it at the quarterback spot, and there's more competition in other spots, not as much in some of the positions as we look through them, but that's the nature of a football team, to create competition.
Badgers open the season at LSU at the end of the month. To Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers off on Monday. They open up a 3-game series against the San Francisco Giants, two teams in contention for a playoff spot. They both have 61-51 records, but the Brewers lead the NL Central by 1 game. The Giants are 2 games back of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they are coming to Milwaukee after a victory over the Mets in New York 4-3. Pablo Sandoval with an RBI double in the top of the ninth. Manager Bruce Bochy's Giants taking 3 out of 4 from the Mets in the Apple.
I know what it is. score runs on the road a little bit better. Knocking wood, that keeps up. But the guys just seem relaxed here in this series. And I knew this would be a tough series with the starters that we were facing.
And they will face Jimmy Nelson of the Brewers in the series opener against Tim Lincecum on Tuesday night. Elsewhere in the bigs, the Yankees get by the Tigers 2-1. Brandon McCarthy runs his record to 4-0, beating Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer in the process.
I know this is a big series for us, and I know what they're throwing at us this series, and I took that as a kind of a challenge for me. This is a chance to step up against one of the best and to make our own mark. And I know it was a challenge for me just for our guys. Our guys are coming off, you know, they're home at 4 a.m. yesterday. They're tired.
White Sox get by the Rangers 5-3. They had to call that game after seven innings because of rain. Tyler Flowers went 3-for-3, driving in three. The Oakland A's beat the Tampa Bay Rays 3-2 in 10 innings. Derek Norris with a walk-off single. 19th victory this year for the A's in their last at-bat.
If one guy didn't get the job done, we always look to the next guy to pick us up. I mean, we're not getting down ourselves. We've ran into some really good pitching lately, and sometimes you just hit a stretch where guys just dial it in. And, I mean, we're not sitting here placing blame on one another. We're just going out and trying to compete on our next at-bat.
Cleveland Indians beat the Cincinnati Reds 7-1. Lonnie Chisenhall with a 3-run home run. The Orioles over the Nationals in the Beltway 7-3. J.J. Hardy went 4-for-4. And the Angels blanked the Dodgers 5-0. They scored 4 runs in the first inning off Zach Greinke. And it was a complete game victory for Garrett Richards.
You know, we got to win, so that's the most important thing. You know, they had some early contact that allowed me to keep my pitch count in decent shape to where I could go long into the game. Hank called a great game. The guys played great defense behind me, and, you know, we put up some runs early on, and that made my job easier.
In minor league baseball, the Timber Rattlers beat Cedar Rapids on the road 4-3. Michael Rattery with a sacrifice fly in the top of the ninth. Rattlers are now 24-18 in the second half, just one game out of first in the West Division. They will face Cedar Rapids again tonight, and a major league pitcher, Ricky Nolasco, will make a rehab start from the Minnesota Twins. Green Bay Bullfrogs split a twin bill with Kenosha in the Northwoods League, finishing a suspended game, winning 11-7 in 10 innings, losing the nightcap 2-1, managing only 4 hits. The Sheboygan A's defeated West Allis 14-13 with a wild ninth inning rally, scoring 3 runs in the last at-bat. The winning run comes in on a home-to-first double play throwing error. The A's now 40-15, and that pushes them into the Langsdorf League Championship Series. It's a best of three. Game one in Kenosha on Tuesday night. Game two will be at Wildwood Park on Thursday night. The Green Bay Phoenix men's basketball program gets a verbal commitment from 5'11 senior point guard Joel Okafor of Richmond, Indiana. Head coach Brian Wardle has been recruiting this youngster hard for 2 years. He's ranked 34th in the nation as the top point guard. He's expected to succeed Kiefer Sykes in the Phoenix backcourt. And in golf, Tiger Woods is canceling a news conference that was scheduled for Tuesday after re-injuring his back at the WGC Bridgestone event at Firestone over the weekend and a withdrawal in the final round on Sunday. His status still uncertain for the PGA Championship, which opens Thursday at Valhalla in Louisville. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.